19-year-old Carlos Alcaraz is being hailed as the new superstar of tennis after winning the Madrid Open against the world number three, German Alexander Zverev. And on his way to the podium, he beat the world number one, the Serbian Novak Djokovic. But wait for it, there's more. And his idol, fellow Spaniard and number four in the world, Rafael Nadal. Quite a week, and he's still a teenager. Sports commentator and self-confessed tennis tragic, Dave Worsley's with us. Kia ora, hi Dave.
Hello, Karen. Thanks for that.
And are you a fanboy? I guess you have been for quite some time.
I have. I've known about Carlos Alcaraz for quite a while. He's been the player that you hear, go and watch this guy practice. You'll see something fresh and new. I mean, you hear that a lot. However, this time it's actually true. And I mean, as you said, beating Nadal. And Nadal, very, very few times in his entire career does he lose on clay. And then you have Djokovic losing world number one. And then, of course, you've got Zverev losing as well. And this is the fourth title that Alcaraz has won this year. And yet he only just turned 19 the day before he actually played and beat Nadal.
Well, no.
It was just this week.
Yeah, no flesh in the pan then.
No, not at all. In fact, I would put him in the... I'm going to put him up there with Djokovic and Nadal. Maybe Tsitsipas as the favourite for the French Open, which starts in 2 weeks' time.
He is poetry in motion, though, isn't he? He's just so good, he makes it look so easy.
He does make it look easy. In fact, to me, he actually reminds me of the right-handed Nadal when Nadal was a similar-ish age and Nadal came to Auckland as a 17-year-old, and you could just see the energy and the strength coming out of him as a youngster. And you can see the same thing out of Alcaraz, albeit that he's right-handed. The strength, the belief in what he's doing. He's coached by former world number one, Juan Carlos Ferrero, who actually played in Auckland and won a Grand Slam as well. So he's got the right people behind him. They haven't pushed him too far, but now he's physically and mentally strong enough. And as you can see, he's beating all the right people.
Well, the three that he beat are old in comparison to him, nearly twice his age.
Exactly.
Is that the key part of the difference, would it be?
Well, I mean, we know that Nadal is special. He holds the record at 35 years old. He holds the record of the most Grand Slams won. You've got Djokovic, the world number one, only one Grand Slam behind at 34. And Zverev's relatively young at 25, although he has a few issues with his mental discipline as well at the moment. Keeps on smashing rackets and still has a bit of a case against him for a relationship damage as well. So, yeah, there's a few issues there. Whereas it just seems that Carlos Alcaraz just enjoys playing, and he's got all these records now for winning tournaments at the youngest person to win this particular tournament in Madrid. And he's just got everything going for him. What else can you ask for?
Yeah, what makes him special as a player?
Oh, I think it's every top player or every gun player believes they can do well. However, he has the weapons to do it and seems to, even when he's in trouble in a point, he seems to be able to come up with something new in that point. So he has everything in his game. He can volley, he can hit from the baseline, the front of the court, he can hit from anywhere. So it seems that he's still developing, even though he's winning tournaments already, which is one of the key things. It's not, this isn't just all we're ever going to see from him. He is a developing player, albeit in age, but just in his shots as well. So he is improving all the time, and that's something which is just majorly in his favour.
He was on the home ground, obviously, in Madrid. That would have spurred him on a bit. And I believe that previously he had a phone call from the King of Spain.
That's right. The King of Spain is fairly enthusiastic about a young new player coming through to perhaps replace Rafael Nadal. And, you know, it's great that he has that sort of support. And they do love the tennis there. A lot of big tournaments played in Spain. And the domination that Rafael Nadal has shown may just continue. And certainly he's got the support of royalty behind it.
Do we know anything about his family background?
Well, it's funny because he's kept... I mean, a lot of the Spanish players are quite... domesticated, like Nadal still lives in Mallorca, still very, very close to his family. He sees his parents you know, every day, and that sort of thing. He sees his mum and his dad separately. I believe, from what I understand, that his coach Juan Carlos Ferreira tries to keep him quite grounded and keeps him with his family as much as possible. But there's nothing special out of his family. There's nothing there to say this guy was going to be potentially the best in the world. He's already up to number six in the world. And he was last year at the same time about 120 in the world in rankings.
Gee. Well, the German Alexander Zverev, he did go on after, he seemed a bit of a poor loser, but he blamed the touring schedule for his loss. But he did go on to say that Alcaraz was the best player in the world right now. Is he, do you reckon?
He is. There's no doubt about it. Right now he is. Sure, he's number six in rankings. However, he's just won Madrid. He won in Barcelona just a week or two earlier, and he's won two other tournaments this year, which is the most titles so far. So, yeah, it does actually put him up there. And when you beat, you know, two greats of the game, one after the other, then, I think he actually has the right to be called the current best, but not the best in rankings over the whole year just yet.
Right. You saw him in the US Open in 2019.
Yeah, I've seen him. He was practicing then because he wasn't sort of at the right age to play. I mean, he was old enough to play, but they held him back a little bit and said develop first. And watching him practice was probably the more interesting thing than watching someone play a match when they're very young. Oh, boy, the power is amazing, but also just the ability to keep on hitting at that power rate. It's fantastic.
Good stuff. All right, you have to send him an email to express your gratitude. Was that right? You're a tennis tragic? Were those your words?
Possibly not, but that's fine. I'm happy with that. Anything you can call me, Karen. I've been called worse.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Dave.
No worries. Cheers.
That's Dave Worsley.